5:26 a.m. Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, the 1st of Muharram, 1445. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful morning, and of course, it's the first day of the new Islamic year, 1445. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan brother Riaz Hussein نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 1st of Muharram 1445, a new month, a new year. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 27, and that is Surah Namal, the end, and verses 88 and 89. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us and highlighting to us that He is the exclusive Khaliq, the only creator of the entire universe, and He is the only Malik, the sole owner of this entire creation and universe. Hence chapter 27 verses 88-89. Watar al-jibal, and when you look at the mountains, Mount Everest, Kilimanjaro, Himalayan mountain, or Table Mountain in Cape Town, tahsabuha, you consider it, you think it is jamida, standing so firm there, and it is something that nobody can remove and break. But Almighty Allah states, on the day of justice, on the day of reckoning, doomsday, وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ, these same mountains, they will be moving like how the clouds move. When we look on top, then what do we see? We see how the clouds are moving from one town to another, one city to another, one country to another. So who makes the clouds move? Who sends the rain? Who brings about the alternating of the day and the night? So Almighty Allah teaches us, سُنَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Sun Allah Ladhi, whatever Almighty Allah has made, has manufactured, has produced, Atqana Kulla Shay, it has precision and accuracy in everything. Look at your sunrise, look at your sunset, look at your full moon. Today, the 1st of Muharram 1445, what precision. When we celebrate our Eid, our Ramadan, we are fasting, our Hajj, our pilgrimage, then it is rotating every year. The non-Muslim, they say September 7, October 8, November 9, and December 10. So the new year was the 1st of March. But remember, they change everything. So whatever human being does, always it is prone to error. And then you say amendments to the constitution, you have to chop and change and break and so forth. So everything of Almighty Allah, with its pristine purity and system, the sun will rise in the east and set in the west. You will see the full moon on the 14th night. Let go. Can you say any organization is doing that? Any scientist, professor, any person. So nay, you will have to accept, unless you're a crazy person, that there must be a supreme being, and he, that supreme being, is Almighty Allah, with such precision, such accuracy, no computer in the world can function like that. We know about the planes crashing, we know about the rockets, you must remember, getting incinerated, and so forth. We know about the Titanic sinking. Sun Allah alladhi atqana kulla shay. Everything with perfection and accuracy and precision. Innahu khabirum bima taf'alun. And verily, he, Almighty Allah, is all-knowing of what you are doing. Man ja'a bil hasana. Now, human being, you have two options. Either you follow the path of Rahman, the divine path, or either you follow the path of Shaitan, of Satan and Lucifer. That choice is your choice. Man ja'a bil hasana. So whosoever does the good deeds, you have Iman, you have Islam, you continue with the righteous deeds and actions, and the wonderful speech, falahu khayrun minha. So for such people, it will be best for them, yea, in this world and in the year after. See, we did in yesterday's lesson, when the trumpet will be blown, then the people will go under fear and terror and horror. Illa man shaa Allah, except those whom Almighty Allah excludes. So what does Almighty Allah say? Almighty Allah pacifies us, consoles us. Almighty Allah gives us and grants us motivation, inspiration. وَهُمْ مِنْ فَزَئِ يَوْمَئِذٍ آمِنُونَ. They are the people, they'll be granted safety, security from the faza. So faza will mean that horror and terror and so forth on that day, the day of justice, the day of reckoning. What great bisharat, bushra, glad tidings. Yes, I want all of you, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, all the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, read this dua with me. This dua is mustahab, is good to read. Sahaba Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu, and them say that we used to read this dua and recite this supplication at the beginning of our Islamic lunar year. So that's what we are going to do now. Last night I was there before Maghrib there. So by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our beloved Ustad and teacher, so I told him, Hazrat, I'm coming this year to meet you, and when I leave you, it'll be next year. So he looked at me and smiled, and then we read Maghrib Salat, you know, together, and then we were going to the classroom. So obviously Hazrat is in front and I'm behind. So I looked on my right hand side, and the moon was there in its beauty and glory. So I said, Hazrat, Hazrat, woh hai chant, Abulahaza for my DJ. See, there's the moon. And then both of us stood, mashallah, and then we read the dua. So what a wonderful tafa'ul, a good omen for the month of Muharram and the year 1445. Now come all listeners, let us read. I will read and then you read after me, and then we will give you the translation. This dua is mustahab, desirable for the new year. Allahumma, Allahumma, adkhilhu, adkhilhu, alayna, alayna, bil amni wal iman, bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam, wa salamati wal islam, wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman, wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman. وجوار من الشيطان وجوار من الشيطان. One more time with translation. اللهم أو beloved Allah, أدخله علينا. Enter this new Islamic lunar year upon us. Upon us, our families, our mujahideen, and the oppressed people of the world. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman. Ya Allah, grant us safety. Protect and preserve our iman, our inner conviction and firm conviction. Was salamati wal islam. Was salamati wal islam. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security. Halan wa safaran. Hadaran wa safaran. husband, whether we're at home or whether we are traveling, ya Allah. So that will be bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam. Preserve our Islam, ya Allah. Our aim in life, ya Allah, wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman, wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman. Oh Allah, we want your pleasure, ya Allah. People can be upset, ya Allah, we don't bother, ya Allah, but you must be pleased with us, oh beloved Allah. Wa ridwanum min Allahi Akbar. When Allah is pleased with you, that is the greatest gift which Allah confers on a person. Wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman, ya Allah, you be pleased with us, ya Allah. Wajiwarim min ash-shaytan, wajiwarim min ash-shaytan. Ya Allah, protect us, save us from Satan, from Lucifer, his agents, his comrades and cronies, oh beloved Allah. So that is the mustahab, desirable dua to read in the beginning of the year. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Tabarani rahimahullah, and in his kitab, remember that. So Mu'jam-e Awsat, and if the Hajar Asqalani has mentioned it in Al-Isaba fi Tamyiz al-Sahaba. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us give you the news, views and interviews, what's happening in South Africa, nationally, locally, globally and internationally. Number one, positive note, and this is our connection, you know. So we Memons, we all connection somehow and somehow. So my brother Asif Aziz, now this is a famous surname in Memons. It's supposed to be Abdul Aziz, but he shortcut Mariganantha, they make Aziz. So Asif Aziz is a Malawi guy, Memon guy, right? He's a multi billionaire. He's a property tycoon guy, you see. So right in the heart of London, where Piccadilly Circus and all this, whatever you want to call it, where the nightclubs are and the nightlife is there. So Allah Ta'ala gave him tawfiq. With his own personal money, he bought a property, £200 million. You know, you have to multiply that times 20 when you count rains and so forth. So he bought that and he's putting up a massive masjid and a mosque there. And remember, he wanted to buy a bigger, but they wouldn't allow him. And anyway, now, so this will accommodate 300 people to read Salat daily and read Namaz there. Everything has been passed by the government and the council and so forth. Asif ba ay to bo saro kariyayo. Allah ta'ala ang ibadare de dunya. Don't worry, you're still on the right station. I spoke some Memon, our own lingo, my mother tongue. I told him, brother Asif, what you did, very good. Allah Ta'ala grant you greater reward in this world, in the year after. Now we go to India, the disgrace of India and Modi and the BJP and the butcher of Gujarat. They can't even control what's happening in Manipur. Can you imagine? This is all non-Muslims now. This one fighting, this one, the Christians are there, the Hindus are there, the Jutlas are there. So they made and they stripped two Indian ladies, totally stuck naked, and they paraded them right in front of hundreds of men and so forth. That is India's secure democracy and so forth. Shame and disgrace on you. Putin, they say Putin is not coming. Putin, I'm so disappointed. I wanted you to come, Putin. But you know the DA, they're very happy, they're clapping hands. But you see, Putin says, never mind, I won't come, all of you come. So 49 countries will be going from Africa, 49 different countries, and they will be in St. Petersburg, and they will be meeting Putin personally there. So nobody can beat Putin. Putin knows how to play his cards. What tricks he learned and forgot, you still have to learn, you see. See, I give you a figure, and nobody can dispute this. All you journalists listening, write it down. $185 billion were given by the West to Ukraine, and half that money, quarter that money, stolen by the Ukrainians. So what good is it? You are pouring money into an empty hole, and Putin is giving them a good thrashing to the Jutlas and to the Haramis there in Ukraine. It will never recover, as it was last year, February, he invaded, and remember that for 1.5 years, giving them a good thrashing. Now listen to this story. all of you who like Barack Hussein Obama. What's his name? Barack Hussein Obama. Now he's got a brother here in Kenya. The brother's name is Malik Obama. So Malik Obama says that his brother Obama, Barack Obama, he is gay. So his brother wrote in a tweet and said, this brother of mine is gay. Therefore, he wants the schools and the libraries to have all these gay books and literature and syllabi and so forth. To me, it's nothing surprising. They like to park anywhere. Park in the loading zone, park in the parking, park in front, park in back. Wherever they get parking, they just park the harami shaitan. Kenya, 3-day strike, people have, live bullets have been used, so many people dead and injured and so forth. So remember, they say today the schools will open, but to me, I don't think so, all the schools will open. Big problems there. And why? Because the gas price and petrol price, the VAT has increased, doubled the amount and so forth. So now you see Russia, Putin calling the shots again. So the grain prices have increased and shot up because he said, we're pulling out of this deal. And if you guys come our side, we will treat it as enemy ships and so forth and so on. So Biden tells Bibi, listen to the two B's, both of them haramis and shaitans and super terrorists. Biden, America, Bibi, Israel. So he, Biden tells Bibi, stop now, stop now. Otherwise, the damage between America and Israel will be irreparable. So they have their own personal things going on. But look at the Israeli and the rogue terrorist apartheid Nazi regime, Hitler's children. There is a Palestinian journalist, and he is already busy because we're going to have a big, big museum there. The how we got in South Africa, the apartheid museum of the Nets, of the Whiteys, when they were ruling South Africa. I'm telling you, Jutla, Zionist, Haramis now, we're going to have a very, very big museum about apartheid Israel and what you did to our children, what you did to our women, what you did to our mosque, and how you stole almost everything. So there is a Palestinian journalist, Basil Adra. So now he was filming everything. So then these Jutlas, they arrested him. And they told him, give the film. And he said, no, I will not give you. So they took him and placed him there in the hot sun. And they blindfolded him and they handcuffed him. That is your Israeli democracy, you haramis. We need to name you, shame you, and nail you. Proper apartheid you are, you must remember that. So today the protesters are moving in the direction of Jerusalem. Everywhere there's big protests, Israel is imploding. And South Africa, what can we say? So there's gas explodes here in Bree Street, Loveday. And this is the very, very busy place. And traffic peak time, 5 o'clock yesterday. If you just look at the visuals coming through, it's frightening. Was it sabotage? Was it a Zuma thing? To warn you, we will blow South Africa to pieces. So Allah alone knows. You can speculate and say. Then you find they put up a statue of Mandela. Do we really need statues in South Africa now? When people don't have jobs, when you can't sort out the electricity, you can't sort out the water, your trains don't function, and so forth and so on. To me, a big waste of money and so forth. That's my view and my opinion on this type of thing. Now let me take you. You see, Muharram has started everywhere in the world, 1445. The Iraqi government, Iran is Shia. Iraq is Shia. So majority both countries, I visited them. So remember, Shias are non-Muslims. This Iraqi government, they demolished a masjid, a mosque in Basra, which is almost 300 years old. And it was made of mud and brick and so forth. So these kuffar Shias, they go to the Sunni mosque and masjid and demolish it. And that is how their democracy works. Yesterday, what they did, the Iraqis, because Muqtada Sadr told them, they went there to the Swedish embassy and burnt it, half of it. Very good they did that. That we agree with them. These haramis must know, Sweden and whoever else. You burn our Quran and you tell us it is justified, then we burn your embassy and so forth. You must get out from our countries. Sunak is in a big mess. Sunak apologizes to the LGBT group. Can you believe? Say, no, they were treated very badly and people took advantage and exploited them. Sunak, you're a disaster for UK, and the people also know it. Most British people regret the Brexit vote. I was there in UK, in London and all these places when this vote was taking place 2016. And I told all the Muslims at that time, a time will come, those of you voting for Brexit, you will really regret. Yes, it's here. Majority of them regretting. What? It was their own goal. Terrible. Now listen to these two haramis, these two murtads, MBS and MBZ. MBS, Saudi Arabia, and MBZ of Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and Dubai as you call. For 6 months they have not spoken. Both haramis, both shaitans, both murtads out of the fall of Islam. And why they have not spoken? Both are hodge, jockeying for position. We want to be number one in the Middle East. We must have the greatest, you understand, say. Saudi Arabia is going to put up the largest, you understand, tower and so forth and so on. You know, Bahlul, Danae Bahlul is buried in Iraq. Harun Rashid came to him, his Waliullah, friend of Allah. Oh, Siniya Bahlul, oh Bahlul, give me advice. He said, what advice must I give you, Harun Rashid? Rafa'at al-tween wa wada'at al-deen. You took the tween, the sand, and you raised it with your castles and palaces. And the deen of Islam, you bringing it down. Rafa'at al-jas wa wada'at al-nas. You took the cement and you put it right on top. And the divine text and the prophetic text that you brought right down, O Harun Rashid. Fa in kana min amwalik, if it is from your own wealth, fa anta min al-mubathirin, then you are squandering your wealth and you become brothers of Shaitan, O Harun Rashid. Wa in kana min amwalin nas, and if it is from the public exchequer, the public money, fa anta min al-zalimin, then you're a tinpot dictator. Fa baka Harun, he cries. That is our message to MBS and MBZ. You're a disgrace to Islam and to the Arabs. Saunders and other six people, minimum, they boycotted Herzog talk to the Congress and so forth. Well done. You must tell the Jutlas, Haramis, we don't agree with you. Then in Auckland, a murder took place, but they never called them, remember, terrorists, because they're whiteys. So this guy was a construction worker. He pulled out his gun or what have you. He shot two people dead, then they shot him dead. Now the DA. You haramis, I want to ask you one question. Because you support Israel, you say Putin mustn't come. Smotrich says, Smotrich is a terrorist, right? He's a war criminal. Haaretz newspaper read it there, I saw it myself. Smotrich is a war criminal. So Smotrich says that they must demolish the Palestinian construction in the West Bank. A land that belongs to the Palestinians, they are building there, constructing there, and he says demolish the whole lot. What do you say about that DA? Do you agree with that DA? Do you say Israel is an apartheid regime or not? Putin finishes history, he's not coming. My question to you, DA, and your leadership is this. Is Israel an apartheid regime? Do you agree with Smotrich, what he says? Do you agree with, you must remember, that Ben-Gui, the Himar, the donkey? Do you agree with Bibi, who says, I'm paraphrasing him, Bibi says, hit the Palestinians and hit them repeatedly again and again so that they must know what is the pain and so forth and so on. So tell me if you agree with that. You are the biggest apartheid regime also. You got your own apartheid. Remember that by supporting Israel. And if you're not supporting Israel, then speak out openly against Smotrich and Ben-Gui and Bibi. That is our challenge to you, DA. Today, inshallah, Allah, you must remember, will be 8:30 to 9 by the brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and then in our fiqh program, Mawlana Zahid and myself, we will discuss Muharram, Ashura, Shahada de Karbala, and all these issues. And inshallah, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, and tonight, inshallah, the 5 program will start in Witbank. So Isha Salat is 7:15, so after that is the program. It will not be live on the radio, just for the people who are there. And tomorrow Fajr time, Jummah, then again tomorrow night Fajr day is 6:10. Even here by us now it's 6:10. So mashallah, so we will see you tonight day inshallah in Witbank inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, is a listener wants to know that are we allowed to get a blood transfusion if needed during an operation, or must blood be received from a family member, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fatwa, the verdict is this: you can donate blood, you can receive blood, whether you receive it from a Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, all permissible. Islam says you must not sell blood. You want to donate, you can't tell them no. For every pint or every liter or whatever I am doing, then you must pay me. That is haram, not permissible. So to donate blood, to receive blood from anybody, all permissible, no problem.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that am I still considered as an Arab if I'm 25% Lebanese? Ustaz, anonymous.
So Lebanese is, you must remember, that Arab 100% is no problem. But if you say you are only 25% because maybe you're a half brother or half sister or whatever, so like that, so remember the law in Islam is walil aksari hukmul kul, that you take majority. So 75% you are not, you must remember, Arab, and you are 25% Arab. So we will say you're not a proper Arab, you must remember that. But there's no virtue in being an Arab or being a non-Arab and all that. Abu Lahab was Arab, Abu Jahal was Arab, Abu Talib was Arab, all dispatched to Jahannam. So Arab only has virtue if he or she has true Iman, and they pass away and they live with Iman. La fadla li Arabiyin ala ajamiyin. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. There is no virtue for the Arab over the non-Arab, illa bit taqwa, except if you have true Iman and you live with Iman and Islam and you pass away with that. Today when people get married, Maimon get married to Surti, Surti get married to Malay, Malay get married to Maimon, and now the child is born, so I call them 4951. What is 4951? If the father is Maimon and the mother is Surti, so we will say 51% Maimon and 49% Surti. Mm. So that is what we call 51-49 business. So yours also is something similar to that, but it has no importance in Islam, my brother.
Mm. Ustaz, I've got a brother here. He doesn't want to give his name. He says that I used to live in Haifa, Israel, a city with many Jews and Arabs. So he says that to the Israelis, do you have an Arab friends? If yes, do you socialize with them in the same way as your Israeli friends? If you do not have an Arab friends, why? Ustad Anonymous.
So the brother is speaking the truth. But you see, my brother, you missed out the most vital part. When you say Haifa, when you say Beersheba, when you say, you must remember Tabariya, Tiberias, you, my brother, must go into the philology of it. You must go into the history of it. I've been to Haifa. So I'm asking you, my brother, did you see the oranges there? Did you see the fruit there? Go and ask yourself and go read history. Who planted all that there initially? And who is stealing all that now? Who is reaping the benefit of all that now? If you go and study these names, all these names originally were Arabic names, were Muslim names. Then the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime came, the Irgun gang and the Stern gang and the Haganah gang, and massacred the Palestinians. And then remember, you tell me that they went away willingly. You put the gun at their head and so forth and so on. And that is how Israel came into existence. Britain giving away somebody else's land to another people. And therefore we say it is 75 years apartheid, occupation and terrorism. That is what Israel is all about, my brothers. Our war with them will continue till the day of justice. And one day that one person asked me about one settler, one bullet. Here's the hadith, even clearer if you want. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith. La taqumu sa'a, qiyamah will not come. Hatta yuqatil al-muslimun al-yahud. Tell the Muslims they fight the Jews and they will defeat the Jews. Fayakhtabi'u al-yahudiyu khalf al-hajar wal-shajar. And the jutla, the harami, will go hide behind the trees, behind the stones. فَيَقُولُ الْحَجَرُ فَيَقُولُ الشَّجَرُ. And the trees and that will speak, oh Muslim, ta'al ya Abdullah. Oh Abdullah, Muslim, come here. خَلْفِي يَهُودِيٌ. Behind me is a jutla, is a jutli. فَقْتُلْهُ. And get rid of them. I don't want them behind me. Imagine, these are the words of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Illa al-gharqad, except the gharqad tree, fa innahu min shajaril yahud. This tree belongs to the Jews, so the jutla harami is plant everywhere in Jerusalem and everywhere else. They're planting more and more gharqad tree. I saw all this with my own eyes. Any Jew can reject that? So understand, my brother, you spoke the truth, 70%, 60%. But I want you to do more research and go and study all these names, and you will find the origin is an Arabic word.
I see Jonathan says you are a two-faced person. Whoever sent that message will start.
One jutla telling the other jutla. I enjoy that, oh Jonathan. You swearing your Jewish brother. When one jutla is taking the pole and hitting the minister there in Israel, I enjoy it, you haramis. As long as you fight with one another, we say Allahu Akbar. As long as Whitey is giving Whitey a hiding, Putin giving Zelensky and the other jutlas a hiding, and when they're fighting NATO and America, we enjoy it. Because you all are the biggest terrorists. What you all did? You say Putin, come to South Africa. Why? He's a war criminal. And the ICC said, they said so. So I'm asking you, are American presidents not war criminals? That what you did in Afghanistan, what you did to my children there in Iraq, 500,000 Madeleine Albright, the Jutli dispatched to hell. And remember what you're doing now in Guantanamo Bay, what you're doing to my sister, Dr. Afia. What you did in Vietnam. I went to all these countries. You must remember Vietnam and Iraq and Iran and all these places. You all know what you all did and so forth and so. And Israel, 75 years oppression and apartheid, say, no, we are not signatories and we are not members of the ICC. If you're not a member of the ICC, then why are you speaking? You must shut your mouth. So you must remember that. So don't come play games with us, man. We're not such idiots, you know. That's why we're going to name you, shame you, and nail you. Remember, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is.
Allahu Akbar. I see Sifiso says, hi, AK. Can you not see it's a warning to the government what actually happened in the Bree Street? I'm a Jacob Zuma supporter for life. Viva Jacob, viva. We South Africans asking for freedom for you, Mr. Jacob. Sifiso, Ustad.
You see, Sifiso, I told Cyril, he's got his chamchas. Chamchas, you don't understand, his sidekicks. The message reaches them sooner or later. I'm saying we love South Africa. We're born in South Africa. Our family is here for over 100 years. We will never get another South Africa in the world, irrespective of which religion you belong to. I'm not speaking of reward. The weather, the people, the freedom we have, religious freedom, you allowing me to speak. No Muslim country will allow me to speak like how I speak this. You understood, Sifiso? So I suggested to the ANC, give him Jacob Zuma presidential pardon, and then end of the story. For what you going after the man? If you say he stole, did he steal alone? or half the ANC was stealing and is stealing and so forth and so on. So therefore, you can see the trucks burning, you can see the gas explosions, you can see that these are all signs that South Africa, the whole South Africa will burn and lead to civil war. So the ANC must use their brains and Cyril must use his brains, and before the BRICS summit say, presidential pardon for Jacob Zuma, JZ come back from Russia. From Russia with love, you come back my brother Jacob. Me, I don't support any one of them. Sifisu, you know my stance. I never voted for ANC. I'll never vote for them, but I will tell you that they should give and must give Jacob Zuma presidential pardon. We'll leave it there. My time is exhausted. And inshallah, 6 o'clock, remember news with brother Suleiman Esop, then Fajr Azan, then Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Inshallah, we will see you all in Witbank this tonight, inshallah, Masjid Abu Bakr. Contact our Hafiz Gora, Haji Abdul Sattar, Oka San, and so forth. They will give you all the details and so forth. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.